It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Pete Rose, Major League Baseball's all-time hit leader, passed away at age 83. It was announced by the Cincinnati Reds yesterday. He accumulated 4,256 hits during his 24 career, the most in MLB history. Also set records for games played, plate appearances, and at-bats. He won three batting titles, two gold gloves, and earned 17 All-Star selections, along with three World Series titles and a Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, what was with that audio you played? Sounded like it was from the 1930s, but I know it was from the 1970s.
That was the All-Star game where he took out the catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Mark and I have been talking about, should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Of course he should.
Yeah, I would. I'm not like I'm some huge baseball fan, but even I would say he should be in the Hall of Fame.
There shouldn't be a Hall of Fame if he's not in it. I've got some nasty people on Facebook. I put out a post yesterday on it. They're like, that's the meaning of a lifetime ban. It's a lifetime, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you're ignoring the fact that Pete Rose was welcomed back into the Cincinnati Reds organization, and he would go wear the red jacket like we do with the Cardinals here and all that stuff over the years. So he would have to walk past the window where you could bet on baseball while he was at the games, but he's not allowed to be in the Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball one time 40 years ago. It's just nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah, you got to look at it as if you tell the story of Major League Baseball, can you not have Pete Rose?
Thank you.
You have to.
Thank you.
I mean, it's the same with
like
Barry Bonds.
Eliminating Stan Musial.
Even if you put the asterisk or something next to it, or you just still got to tell the story.
Yeah.
Did you say asterisk?
Yeah, an asterisk.
I'm not going to say anything more.
Did I say it wrong?
No, you said it right.
Asterisk.
He said it.
No, I said asterisk.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll move along.
Rubbing off on him.
We lost another legend yesterday, too. Hall of Famer and legendary shot blocker Dikembe Mutombo passed away at the age of 58 due to brain cancer, which he was diagnosed with in October of 22.
I actually heard about his death before Pete Rose's death.
I didn't even see it on Twitter. Like I told you, I saw a post that came up. It was in my feed for some reason that Obama was talking about it, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Over his 18-year career, Mutombo became one of the greatest defensive players, earning 8 All-Star selections and winning Defensive Player of the Year 4 times. He led the league in blocks for 3 consecutive years, which was 94 through 96, and he led in rebounds in 2000 and 2001. And, a side note, he also kind of sounded like Cookie Monster.
Now I have to listen.
And he had those Geico commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
When he was blocking shots after he'd retired.
Mark, you're good at accents. Do you know Cookie Monster?
7'2".
Cookie Monster.
No.
No. That's Yoda.
Wow.
That wasn't Yoda.
It kind of was. Looks like DirecTV announced yesterday that it will acquire.
Now that was better.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Glad
we're going
I
off
had
a, his voice kind of broke when he talked. So I think you do. There's a little bit of Yoda in the Cookie Monster.
And he would always wag the finger at people when he blocked a shot. Back to DirecTV.
I can't do this. DirecTV announced yesterday that it's going to acquire its rival Dish Network following years of merger talks. Merger, not murder.
Not murder.
The company stated...
If you have DirecTV, you may want to murder somebody when it doesn't work because it's raining.
I know it sounded weird in my headphones, so I'm like, that did not sound right.
But also, Sling TV is part of that deal, too.
I'm over all this. I have a strong feeling. I have strong feelings about all these streaming services. I cannot keep up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If it's completed, the merger service would have around 20 million subscribers, although the U.S. government can step in and stop this. They previously blocked a 2002 merger between the two competitive grounds, so we'll see if that actually goes through or not. It looks like electric vehicle drivers are being warned of fire risk after reports of EVs exploded during the flooding during Hurricane Helene. Authorities urge motorists to move their vehicles or report them if it's unsafe. And most EVs use the lithium-ion batteries, which can react dangerously with water, especially salt water, potentially leading to spontaneous combustion.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to laugh because that's obviously extremely scary and that's horrible, but it's just, like, gosh, like the way that they're pushing these EVs on everybody, and clearly they just keep having
issues.
See
the stories out of the results of this flooding from Helene. Anywhere one of these EVs got submerged, it causes the batteries to overheat and the cars exploded.
Oh, my gosh.
So just be warned about that. Don't keep EVs if you live in floodplains or very cold temperatures, because that's not going to work out very well.
Like a good part of the country, basically, you should not have
potentially
an EV.
You should think about that. It's a risk
if it gets wet. They want to mandate it, Harrison.
Fire departments do specific training for an EV car fire because they're very difficult to put out.
I bet.
And one last quick one. The Social Security Administration is expected to announce a cost of living adjustment in the next 2 weeks to help offset inflation. According to the forecast by the Senior Citizens League, the increase is expected to be around 2.5%. So you might get a raise if you're on Social Security.
Oh, there you go. If it didn't go bankrupt 2%. First. Better vote Trump if you want to keep that thing working for you for a while, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.